With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. Mexico's agriculture ministry said another case of New World screwworm was reported in Nuevo León, which borders the United States. Reports say it's the state's second confirmed case in approximately 2 weeks. The infected calf came from the southern part of Mexico and was intercepted just south of Monterrey. None of the other 84 animals in the shipment were found to be infected with the flesh-eating parasite. The screwworm larvae in the detected case were all found dead or dying as a result of the mandatory treatments, including the antiparasitic ivermectin. The condition in which the larvae arrived made them unviable for reproduction, demonstrating the effectiveness of the inspection protocols at origin and destination applied to mitigate the risk of screwworm spreading. That coming from the ministry in their statement about the most recent case. The outbreak has prompted the U.S. government to keep its border mostly closed to Mexican cattle imports. A federal shutdown effectively freezes nearly all the USDA-funded agricultural conservation work, with 95% of NRCS staff furloughed and program payments paused. Why it matters is that the Natural Resources Conservation Service provides the technical and financial backbone for conservation on American farms. Without it, many projects like wetlands or prairie planting are stalled. Meanwhile, it doesn't impact privately funded or state-run projects unless they are done in collaboration with federal funding or agencies, and many are. For example, Iowa typically has 475 NRCS employees working on conservation. During the shutdown, fewer than 500 staff members are left to cover the entire country. In fiscal year 2024, NRCS put $100 million into Iowa farms, and that momentum is now paused. This comes at a time when producers are already facing big challenges, and even short payment interruptions could deepen farmers' economic turmoil, and there's no telling how long this will last. Although the overall runoff in September was above average in the upper Missouri River Basin, the runoff at the Fort Peck and Garrison reaches continues to be well below average. Beneficial rainfall occurred over central South Dakota and North Dakota in September, resulting in well above average runoff into Oahe, Big Bend, Fort Randall, and Gavin's Point, said John Remus, chief of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Water Management Division. The above average runoff combined with the lower releases from Gavin's Point slightly improves the system storage outlook for the beginning of the 2026 runoff season. September runoff was 1.3 million acre feet, 109% of the average above Sioux City, Iowa. As of October 1st, the total volume of water stored in the system was 50.4 million acre feet, which is 5.7 million below the base of the system's flood control zone. System storage will continue to decline through the fall. Farmer sentiment held steady in September as the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer rose 1 point to a reading of 126. However, there was a shift in producers' perception of current conditions and their expectations for the future. The index of current conditions fell 7 points to 122, while the index for future expectations climbed 5 points to 128. Farmers are concerned about current conditions, particularly over record-high corn and soybean yields, which are pressuring crop prices. At the same time, optimism about the future was supported by farmers' belief that U.S. policy is headed in the right direction and by expectations that potential government support, like the 2019 Market Facilitation Program, will provide payments to farmers in compensation for lower commodity prices. The September Farm Financial Performance Index dropped 3 points to a reading of 88, making it the third consecutive month that farmers have lowered their expectations for 2025. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.